At 6:06, it is fair, 64 degrees in Tulsa, breezy and warm today with a high of 84. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin this morning with an exclusive story. There will be a delay in upgrading security entrances at the Tulsa County Courthouse. Marshall Stewart reports the sheriff says part of the plan must now be rethought because of that shootout earlier this month at the courthouse.
Sheriff Glantz says they're looking at bullet-resistant glass for the renovated entrance on the plaza side of the courthouse and the new entrance on the east side.
Absolutely. That's a direct result of the shooting that occurred almost 2 weeks ago now on the plaza. And we're revisiting, you know, what kind of safety glass we need for both of those facilities.
Glantz says the new entrances, depending on the cost, would have bullet-resistant or bulletproof glass installed. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
New this morning from the state capitol, a Senate panel has approved a bill to require drug testing for certain welfare recipients. The bill by Oklahoma City Republican Senator David Holt passed 5-3 yesterday in a Senate committee, with Democrats opposing the measure. Now, the bill has already been approved in the Republican-controlled House. A kindergartner at the Locust Grove Early Education Center has bacterial meningitis. Darla Thompson with the Mays County Health Department at Pryor says they have treated all of those deemed at risk.
We worked the entire weekend just to call and contact and visit with all the parents. They have just been incredible, as well as the school system. So we were able to get in touch with everybody and talk to them first before they heard anything, you know, a rumor or something bad.
There is an 800 number for anyone with concerns. We have that number in the web version of this story at publicradiotulsa.org. Two women are now in custody in connection with the death of a Tulsa toddler. 19-month-old Zamonte Green was found dead in the back seat of a car that was stopped by Tulsa police on Sunday evening. The two women in the car are now in jail. They're no relation to the boy, but apparently had been caring for him for the past several months. Well, Mayor Bartlett has just 1 month to get his city budget to the council for approval. The mayor says despite increasing revenue, the budget for Tulsa will still be tight. He says grants used to pay police and firefighters in the lean years are now sunsetting.
Those increasing revenues plus the savings that we have made ourselves from the implementation of some of the recommendations of the KPMG study will help us get to where we can take over the responsibility of paying for the police officers and the firefighters that were a result of those grants.
The city used several grants from the Justice Department to add police and firefighters who were originally laid off because the city simply did not have the money to pay for them. A Sperry High School girl is sexually assaulted walking home from school along the Osage Trail between 96th and 86th Streets North. She was attacked from behind. The sheriff's office says the 15-year-old was able to fight off her attacker. More Review, a conference held last year for the State Department of Education, is now under investigation.
State Auditor and Inspector Gary Jones is investigating last year's Innovation 2011 conference, held by a private foundation on behalf of the Oklahoma State Department of Education. An audit earlier this month revealed that for 10 years, former department officials under the previous administration had been using secret bank accounts. The audit described them as slush funds. The current investigation is looking into whether similar accounts used under Barisi's administration to fund Innovation 2011 were, in fact, legitimate. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny, breezy, and warm. A high today of 84, partly clear tonight, 59 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 610. It is fair in 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.